Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Last week I talked about getting an understanding. As I was thinking, Lord, I've got so many things that I feel discouraged at times. I don't want to go on, but how can I go just a little bit further? You know, because a lot of times, and I'm going to ask you to get the Bible and walk with me, get the Bible today, or get the Bible on the electronic device, just walk with me through the scriptures. Because when we're going through something, there are several scriptures that will just come to mind because it gets hard sometimes. And we will go to the book of John and we'll go to the 33rd verse and understand that he has overcome the world. So verse 33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world." Peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. How many of y'all agree with that? You're going to have some trouble. But Jesus here says, "Be of good cheer." He says, "Because I have overcome the world." Jesus is saying there in John 16 and 33, just understand that you can get through tribulation because he has overcome the world. And then we try to say, really, okay, what does that really mean? That Jesus has overcome, therefore I can overcome. Turn with me to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8. It says, "For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness," I want you to understand that, "in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." I want you to understand, because we don't understand how we can overcome, because Jesus overcame. He came in the likeness of man. He diverged himself from all of his deity and became a man, and he was in this sinful flesh, yet without sin. And so we now see that. He said, "I overcame." Well, he was God. Well, no, his first brother, they came in the likeness of sinful flesh. So now he actually became a man. Turn with me now to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. I want you to think about the troubles and things that they're going through. It says in verse 15, "For we have not an high priest." The high priest is Jesus Christ. "We have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity." He can feel your pain. He understands what it's like to hurt and to feel anguish. He understands that. "But was in all points," you got to understand, "in all points, he was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He was praying. We have God incarnate. He came here. He was tempted just like we have temptations and trials that come our way. So now we have a high priest who is in heaven who understands our feelings and our hurts. And he says, you can overcome. Why? Because he has overcome. And we have to understand that because he has overcome, we can do the same. He was tempted like if we are yet with our spirit. Okay, Pastor. What else you got? Try with me. The Hebrews. Again. Chapter 5 and verse 7. This is where I really want to make it clear. How many of you all ever knew that Jesus got a friend? If you know that he actually feared Hebrews. Chapter 5, verse 7. Who in the days of what? His flesh, in the likeness of men, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears. You feel the same. Whatever you're going through, you know that Jesus has done it also. Going through with crying and tears unto him that was able to save them from death and was heard in that he was. Break it down so you understand, because I want you to hear this passage so that when I go over to the other passage, it'll tie in. See, in his days of the flesh, when he was strong, crying, and tears, he was in the garden of the sea, getting ready to go to the cross. He understood what was about to happen. And so he offered up prayers and supplication with strong, he didn't say, he said, strong crying and tears. Unto who? Unto God. Who was able to save him from death. He was able to save him, but he didn't save him. And he was heard in that he feared. God heard his prayer because he was praying earnestly because he was scared. He feared what was about to happen. He knew that his father was about to pour out the wrath of God onto him for the sins of the world, since he didn't commit. Now, he done got in trouble for us, and the Father up in heaven is about to throw out all the wrath upon him. He was kidding. He was doing some serious praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. But he did say, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. And what happened? God heard his prayer, and God was able to take him through because he prayed earnestly out of pain, out of suffering, because he was. He realized that he could not go through that pain and suffering without God. How many of you today think you can get through things without God? See, this passage of Scripture says, Jesus realized in his humanity, I can't do this thing by myself. Lord, I'm scared. I'm crying. And God heard him and brought him through it. I'm here to tell you that God will bring you through if you just pray earnestly and sincerely and cry unto God. He was praying so he can go a little further. Y'all, my young people, I want you to understand what Jesus was going through. But he prayed unto his Father, and his Father heard him. How many of us as children ever got in trouble? And we just took Mama for granted. And Mama yelled, and Mama screamed. And Mama yelled, and Mama screamed. goes on. But then a mama just decides to say, I'm sick and tired. Wait till your dad gets home. Wait till I tell you, okay. In a moment, in an instant, everything just what? Shut down. Because you understood the wrath of death. You got fearful and you began to earnestly pray. That's what's going on here with Jesus. He understood the wrath of the Father was about to be poured on him. Therefore, he started crying and praying earnest. See, that's what was going on with Jesus in his humanity. And then another scripture we like to throw out in time is over in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ, or tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And in all these things we are what? More than what? Through him that what? Loved us. We rattle these on our mind. I'm all right. I can make it through them. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. I can get through and you feel free. Well, I'm going to put it in perspective today so that you will understand when it gets hard, you can always go a little further. Turn with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 26. And I'm going to start at verse 38. Here Jesus is getting ready to go into the garden. And I want you to write down or take notes on these five words. Because with these five words, we're going to understand that Jesus went a little further. And because he went a little further, you can go a little further. You can overcome. You can be more than a conqueror when you understand that our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, did the same. Gethsemane, Gabbatha, Golgotha. The grave and glory. Gethsemane, Gabbatha, G-A-B-B-A-T-H-A, Golgotha, the grave and glory. Here in Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 37, and he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And then verse 39 says, and he went a little further. And he fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thy will. And he cometh unto the disciples and find them asleep, and saying unto Peter, what, did you not walk with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it. Now, sometimes you can't get out of the mess at the end. You got to go through it. And in order to go through it, you're going to need God on your side. He said, except I drink it, thy will be done. Sometimes you have to stop running and say, Lord, just get me through it. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time. Jesus here prayed three times saying the same word. And then he came to his disciples again and he says, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hand of sin." Remember this today. In order to go a little further, you can't give up. You got to trust in God. Jesus here was praying to God in the Gethsemane. He wanted to give up, but he couldn't. Understand this, that before you can get your PhD, you got to start in kindergarten. And then you got to go a little further. You get into pre-K and 1st through 12th grade, and some things get hard and you face some situations. But if you're in pursuit of a PhD, you still got to go what? A little further. You got to get your undergraduate degree, your master's, and then your PhD. And if you want to play in the pros and the big leagues, start in Pee Wee and Little League and AAU, and you go to middle school, but you can't give up. You got to keep going a little further. High school, then college, and then to the pros. And even in your secular job, you had to start out at entry level. Then you became a lead worker or a supervisor. Then you moved into management, mid-level management, and then senior executive management. But it didn't happen overnight. You had to start somewhere and at each level go a little further. And I want you to understand that each level comes with its own obstacles, its own challenges, its own difficulties, its own disappointments. But it also comes with growth and opportunity and ultimately redemption. But I want you to know today that I'm going to tell you that when it gets tough and when it gets hard, how do you go a little further? See, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Gethsemane means olive or oil pressed. It was a tough time there. And he was basically in the pressure cooker. It was hard for him, and he wanted to give up, but he couldn't give up. He prayed so hard that his sweat came off of him like drops of blood. He was torn. But he had not gone to the cross yet. It was just in the stage. But here, he got the victory over his flesh. Because he was in the flesh, and he wanted to give up, but he prayed, and God delivered him. And then he left the Garden of Gethsemane. And then he was there at Gethsemane. Turn with me to John chapter 19 and verse 13. John chapter 19, verse 13. You see, now he left the Garden of Gethsemane. And now he is before Pilate. He had to go a little further. Verse 12 says, "And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, 'If thou let this man go, you're not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against you.' When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and set him down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew it's called the back." So now Jesus is there before Pilate. And then Pilate ultimately puts him out there for the people to decide. And he had come in earlier and they were saying, "Hosanna, Hosanna." But now he's at the point they're saying, "Crucify him." Now he went from Gethsemane praying. Now he's in Gabbatha at the judgment seat before Pilate. But before that, Pilate had him scourged, whipped, and beat all night. But he still was on. How many of you today are going through something and you feel like it's almost going to break you down? I'm here to tell you that you can go a little further because Jesus went a little further. He prayed in Gethsemane, now he's before Pilate in Gabbatha, and now he is on his way next to Golgotha. It's called Calvary. Or the place of his going. Now they put Jesus on the cross and they nailed him fail. And here he got victory over sin. Because they nailed him to the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And he hung there. And he bled. And he died. But then he went to the grave. Prayed hard. Couldn't get out. Went a little further. Went before Pilate. Still didn't get out. He went a little further. Went on to Golgotha. Had to carry his own cloak. So somebody helped him out. And then he was up there and got pierced in the side. And he died. But it wasn't over yet. He still went a little further. He went to the grave. And here's where it gets really, really good that you understand that so you can see that you can overcome because he already overcame. Everything you're going through, he has already gone through. I'm showing you. He prayed for it to go away. It didn't. He got before Pilate. It didn't go away. He went to the cross. It didn't go away. And now he's in the grave. Matthew chapter 28, verse 8. So they say now, he is now dead. They took his body down and they put him in the grave, but he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Here's what I'm saying. He's not there as he said. What that means is you can trust in whatever God has promised. No matter how hard it gets, you can trust and believe in what he says. He is not there. So what does that mean now? Death can't hold you down. The grave can't hold you down. That dead situation in your life cannot hold you down. If you don't believe me, go with me over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Y'all know this scripture, chapter 15, verse 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Is it coming together now? It says, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to who? God, which giveth us what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, you have the victory through Jesus, so now it all makes sense. And you say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Why? Because he did a little hurt. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Whom God had raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. What it is saying, it was impossible for death to keep him down. It's impossible for your situation to keep you down if you trust in the Lord. Because with God, all things are possible. I'm just here to tell you today that your situation, your tough time, whatever's going on in your life, you think you won't make it to tomorrow, but you can go just a little further. You can go a little further because Jesus did. And now I want you to understand that he went from the grave. This is where he is good. And now he's back up in glory. See, you got to understand, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus Christ was in the beginning before all of this was created. So he came from glory in the likeness of sinful flesh, but went from Golgotha to the grave, and now he's back up in glory. Y'all feel that? Y'all got to understand this because when you're going through, because he is now back in glory, sitting on the right hand of the Father. He has overcome, and now you can overcome because all things are possible because if you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can make it through. Because to understand that Jesus is back in glory, go with me to the book of John, chapter 17, and verse 5. Here it is, in John 17, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That's not the Lord's Prayer. John chapter 17 is the Lord's Prayer. And so you can understand that now he's in glory. Here's what Jesus was praying. He was praying for us. But here in verse 5, he says, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. He's saying, I done left the grave now, but I'm going back to glory. And if you recall, he was sitting there with his disciples, and he told them, all power is given to me in heaven and in earth. And then they watched him go up in a cloud and ascend back up into glory, and they just stood there gazing. But the angels came back and said, why are you standing there gazing? He's going to come back. But what I want you to know today is call Jesus for a king. You can overcome. So now, you should be able to see that Jesus overcame. He went from Gethsemane praying to stand before Pilate in the gallows. Then he went to the place of the skull. Then he went to the grave. Then he went to glory. So what does that mean for us? How can I go a little further? I'm going there. All you got to remember is number 4 and number 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 10. And Zechariah chapter 4. Verse 10. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Be careful for me. If you're in that situation, don't worry about it. He's saying, be careful for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with what? Thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto who? Didn't you see Jesus do when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? He prayed with prayers and supplication. He says, if you do that, you can overcome. So what does it mean? So you just got to pray a little bit harder to get through your situation. None of those weak prayers talking about, oh, Lord, here am I. No, you got to get down on your knees and get into some serious prayer meeting time. Get into your closet if you want to go a little further. Because prayer is nothing but talking and communicating with God. The old song used to say, just a little talk with Jesus. I'm going to tell him all about my troubles. And, you know, he will be there for you. So how do I go a little further? Jesus was an example in Gethsemane. He said, you just got to pray and talk to the Father. But you can't just pray a simple prayer. You got to get down and earnestly and do a little bit of supplication. You got to ask earnestly and humbly for some things. Some things just won't go away by themselves. But then here's the other part. You gotta be thankful. You gotta praise them in advance. You gotta praise them while you're going through if you want to go a little further. You can't just give up. You gotta pray when it gets hard. You gotta pray when you don't feel like praying. Because my Bible tells me over in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. So when it gets hard and you got to go a little further, we got a Savior who just prayed a little hard in Gethsemane. And God took him a little further. Yes. And then now you understand that if you're a child of God, and you've been not wanting or having anxiety, and you can pray. And then you got to go over to the Old Testament. The Old Testament gives you a little bit more of it. Turn with me now to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. I told you all you got to remember is 4 and 6. Philippians, be careful for nothing, but it is by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. That's how you're going to go a little further. But see, Jesus had the Holy Spirit, too. Because when he was baptized, it descended upon him like a dove. So Jesus didn't do it by himself. He had the Spirit of the living God.
the spirit of truth on the inside of him, the spirit that leads and guides him. So what am I saying today? If you want to go a little further, look how the Old Testament prophets said it. See, they were building the temple. They had to rebuild it. And he understood he couldn't build it by himself. And the word of the Lord came to them. Here the prophet said in verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might. You can't do it by yourself. Not by power. But he said, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If you want to go a little further, if you want to get the blessing that was promised to you, you got to come out of yourself. Depend on Christ. Because my Bible tells me it's not I that live, but it's Christ that lives on the inside of me. And if Christ lives on the inside of you, and because you understand that he has overcome the world, now you see that he went from Gethsemane all the way back to glory, sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you. You don't have to worry about anything. You can overcome. You can conquer because Jesus Christ has already done it. You got to depend on the Holy Spirit. You got to understand that, Lord, I've been praying and now I'm waiting. I've been praying, I've been supplicating and now I'm waiting. I've been giving you thanks, Lord, and now I'm waiting. I've been depending on you, Lord. I've been depending on your Holy Spirit, but now I'm waiting. So I want you to just wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, because he's going to strengthen your heart. He's going to show up and show out in a mighty way. In order to go a little further, this morning I just need you to pray. I just need you to thank God. I just need you to depend on the Holy Spirit. Because if you depend on the Holy Spirit, your God will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. So now you see that Jesus came in the likeness of sinful flesh, tempted like you, even feared the wrath of his Father. And you ought to know the servant is not above the master. So he went through tribulations, you're going to go through it. But understanding that he went from Gethsemane with drops of blood coming off of him, sweating and praying hard, that he ascended back to glory. You ought to understand that the little situation you're going through, nobody's beating you all night long. Nobody's piercing you in your side. Aren't you glad that he took your punishment for you? Aren't you glad that the wrath of God was poured down on him for you? So now that he has overcome, all you got to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you want to go a little further, and just trust in the Lord. If you want to go to the next level, and just pray a little longer. If you want to go a little further, just thank him a little longer. If you want to go a little further, just depend on the Holy Spirit. Understanding that our Savior went through it all. Got up out of the grave. God ought to let you know now that you have an understanding of how you can do all things. How you can do all things through Christ, which gives you the power to do it. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to be helpless. He's giving you the power. It's him that's strengthening you. If he's on the inside of you, it's the Holy Spirit working. You don't have to do it. It's all God. All you got to do is just let go and let God, and you'll go to the next level. Jesus went through so you can go a little farther.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
A New York City address is instantly recognizable and impressive to customers and clients. Starting at only a dollar a day, nycvirtualoffice.com provides mail forwarding options, including a walk-in location, and receives mail and packages to national and international customers with no setup fees and no contracts. With your Fifth Avenue address, you can incorporate your business, open bank accounts and lines of credit, and gain instant credibility. Call today, 212-726-1000. That's 212-726-1000 or online at nycvirtualoffice.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.